with loose stones or rocks.
All right.
And then a name for expensive dishware.
China.
All right. Did did you ever see something put in a nest full of chicken made out of glass? Never. Okay. If one were made out of China, you might call that a opium nest. This was a nest egg, you know, an egg that is put in the nest, or something that looks like an egg that's put in the nest to fool the chicken.
Mm.
If you're going to use China with egg, call that
China
a, you know. But see, that is just what you do between China and egg, whether you say China egg or Chinese egg. A lot of these things are pronunciation matters, and it kind of keeps you off balance because you think there's some strange vocabulary thing when there really isn't at all. Now, this is purely a vocabulary item. What do you call a large wooden vessel with a handle on it for wood? You might get water from a well.
A bucket.
And how about it's made of tin?
Pail, probably.
You'd make a distinction between a bucket and pail and whether it's...
I think I might interchange the word.
Okay. If it's made of plastic,
frankly,
would you call it a mop?
Bucket.
Okay. And how about something that, something you put the garbage in the house?
Garbage can or trash can.
Right. You never had anything like a pail for that.
Garbage pail, yes.
All right. And something you fry eggs in.
Pan.
Yeah, and you call that a, what kind of pan?
Frying pan.
All right. And something you boil water in for tea?
Teapot.
Yeah. How about something that these big flat iron things they used to use for boiling clothes in?
Iron kettle.
Sure. Sure. And something you put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Alright. After a person's working out in the yard, he might say before he eats, now I'm going to sweat my hands on this. After he's been working outside his mouth, go in and
wash my hands.
Alright. And would you use that same expression if you talk about the dishes after
washing dishes?
Alright. And then she takes the dish from the soap out of the soapy water and holds it under, say now she's
rinsing the dish.
Alright. So you'd say today right now she
is rinsing.
Well, if you take the ears out, you say
it rinses.
Yeah. And then something you might use to put soap on when you're washing your face. Alright, and you dry yourself with a
towel.
Alright, would you make any distinction among different kinds of towels?
The hand towel and the bath towel.
Okay.
And then,
alright. The wash towel, you said?
I said the beach towel.
Pardon?
The beach.
Oh, the beach towel would be sure. Right, okay. Now, the water at the sink comes out the
faucet.
Now, would you call it the same thing at the side of the house?
Yeah.
And how about on a barrel?
Let's see. I think